From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus and his disciples left the synagogue at Capernaum and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." Jesus answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I am very appreciative that you all are all here tonight. There's something going on. What is it, though? What's going on? There's a thing in downtown. I believe it's the symphony is playing tonight. Super Bowl. Anyway, glad you're here. A couple of years ago, I'm in my 10th year here, and so a couple of years ago, 10 years ago, the church didn't look like this. Where I'm standing is actually where the altar area was, and right behind the altar, it was raised up a little bit by like 6 inches off the ground, like on a platform. Behind the altar on another platform were these three large wooden chairs with velvet cushions. And they were the throne chairs, we called them. And I would sit over here, almost right about there, and do what's called the Liturgy of the Word. And then I would move to the throne chairs, and I would sit in the throne chairs and do what's called the Liturgy of the Table. Those are two moves that we clergy make throughout church. So we're in the Liturgy of the Word right now, and in a minute we'll move to the Liturgy of the Table, and you can follow along. But anyway, I remember it was 2009. It was in January. I'd been here about a year or so, and I was sitting in the throne chairs, and I was feeling rather regal, and I was thinking to myself, I am the rector of St. Mark's Episcopal Church. I'm going to go to Israel. I don't know why I had that thought. I was just sitting there in the chairs, but I said to myself, I distinctly remember, I'm going to go to Israel. How? No idea. Where in Israel? No idea. But I was going to go. And so I did. That summer, I went to Israel. The vestry gave me permission to take 2 weeks off, hopped on an airplane, flew to Israel, stayed at the College of St. George in Jerusalem, and went on this pilgrimage by myself. Allison, my wife, was gracious enough to say, "You go ahead and do that weird, please don't die thing you have in your head," and off I went. And I had probably one of the most transformative experiences there. I wrote about it. It was just this amazing moment. I don't know why I needed to go all the way over to the Middle East to have this experience, but I did. And the takeaway from it was my life was so full of stuff, busyness, that I needed to empty myself of all of that, what I would call distraction, in order to be filled up by what I would call holiness, Holy Spirit, be filled. And on this pilgrimage that I made, we went to the Sea of Galilee. We went to Capernaum, and so I went to the place where this story I just read you took place. And I went to the Greek Orthodox Church, and I went to the Catholic Church, and I went to the church that has built a church up over what they remember as Peter's house, so you can walk up, pray, and look down in through the glass at this ruin of Capernaum into this first century home where it's remembered to be, where Peter lived, where the mother-in-law was healed, where the disciples were. And then you can see the door and the threshold of the door where the whole town had gathered, and you can kind of get a sense of the whole town, how big and how small this little place of Capernaum was, right on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And you can walk out and you can kind of look around and think to yourself, which way did he go when he went to the deserted place to pray that morning, very early in the morning? Which way did he go? Did he go up here to the hill? Where did he go? And then they'll take you from there. They take you to this place called the Church of the Beatitudes, where it's remembered the Sermon on the Mount. And they'll let you be up there. And then they say, okay, well, we'll see you down later at the place where we're going to stay, at the little pilgrim's house down on the shore. So if you can get a sense of geography, I'm up here, and the little pilgrim's house is down here on the water, and you can see the water from up here. And so they just sort of left us on our own to find our way there. And some people could take a road this way, and I hopped a fence. Why? But just sort of hopped this fence and ended up in this pasture on a hill. And I following this trail, and you follow the trail, and you just walk, and the Sea of Galilee just opens up in front of you, and you find your way down, and it was one of the most transformative experiences of my life, where I was like, this is where Jesus walked. My journaling was fascinating. I returned to Israel in 2014. I went twice. I went once in June and once in July. We're going to go back in April, and I'm excited about it. At first, I was like, I've already seen it, but I'm going to go back because it's not Jerusalem so much that brings everything alive for me. It's the Galilee. It's Capernaum. It's Jesus is a real entity, a real person. Those Peter and James and John and Andrew, real. Mary, real. And it becomes a place of anchor for me where I'm tethered into the reality that this stuff we're doing is real. It's true. And we are in this season of Epiphany where each year we have the season of Epiphany, I think it's simply to remind us. To remind us and to reorient ourselves to the Galilee, to where it really was, and in many ways, where it really is. And there's this strange sort of tie of St. Mark's Church to the Galilee and to history that fascinates me. How events there 2,000 some odd years ago, long before any of us were even thought about being, have brought themselves here to 3816 Bel Air Boulevard and into this night, February the 4th, 5th, where are we? Super Bowl night, whatever. And into an epiphany, a reminding that what Jesus is about is restoration. And it's this restoration of a woman who has a fever. It's restoration of people who are possessed. It's a restoration of people and things that are broken. People made whole. What this room and what you all are about is being made whole. And we participate in that. We participate in that by going out into the deserted, finding Jesus, where are you? And having Jesus say, well, let's go on. We're going to go to the next town, and to the next town, and to the next town, and to the next town, because that's what I came out to do, to go from town to town, preaching the gospel of Jesus, which is restoration. God is making the world whole. The good news of Jesus is the world is made whole. I told you the story at the beginning because every day that you get up and put your feet on the floor, that's probably the most courageous thing you could do to live again into the new day and live into whatever the day brings. And the decisions that you make are very important decisions. The decisions to turn left or right, the decisions to say good morning or to ignore, the decisions to walk into your life, into your world, into your jobs, those decisions have lasting impact, more than you'll ever know. Because the decision of those men and women so long ago in that Galilee, the decision to follow Jesus and the decision to keep going after Jesus ascends, the decision to create this church that we sit in, that decision changed my life. I believe it's changed yours. And in the spirit of that, we're called to go out town to town, place to place, and do what Jesus did. Restore and make whole the world. Because it's real. It's real and true. And every year in Epiphany, it's revealed to us again that truth. Amen.
Be all else to me. King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's son. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.